With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Touting the end of discriminatory hiring in the U.S., President Trump pronounces DEI dead.
Our country will be woke no longer.
Mr. Trump delivering an address to a joint session of Congress last night. On border security, the president says all it took to end the border crisis was a new president willing to enforce existing law. He says both Russia and Ukraine are now expressing an interest in peace talks, and Mr. Trump defends his embrace of tariffs as a way of leveling the playing field with America's trading partners, suggesting some short-term pain.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
And the country's stark political divide was on full display during the president's address.
It didn't take long for the presidential address to feature partisan behavior on both sides of the aisle. Donald Trump set the tone early.
Joe Biden, the worst president in American history.
Early in the speech, Democratic Congressman Al Green of Texas stood up and shouted at the president.
The chair is prepared to direct the sergeant-at-arms to restore order to the joint session.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson ordered Green to be removed after he refused to sit down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in the Democrat response to the president's speech, first-term Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan accusing Mr. Trump of driving up costs while pushing a giveaway to billionaires. Vice President Vance, Defense Secretary Hegseth, National Intelligence Director Gabbard visit the southern border today. The stop at Eagle Pass, Texas, meant to highlight administration policies that have drastically cut the number of illegal border crossings. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 23 points. NASDAQ futures up 21. This is SRN News. A snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they are non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man from Tunisia sentenced to life in prison without parole in France for the murders of three people at a church in 2020. During his trial, the 25-year-old admitted responsibility for the attack in a basilica in the French Riviera city of Nice. He said he wanted to avenge Muslims killed around the world by Western nations. The attack was the third in less than 2 months that year in which French authorities attributed to Islamic extremists. This is SRN News. Columbia University stands to lose a bundle.
The Trump administration is threatening to withhold millions of dollars from Columbia University, citing anti-Semitism at New York City's Ivy League University. Monday night, the Education Department, Health and Human Services, and the GSA announced a review of more than $5 billion in federal grant commitments to Columbia. Columbia was home to some of the most visible pro-Hamas protests last spring.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. Mayors from Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York set to testify in Congress as Republicans take aim at sanctuary city policies. Those policies mean that the cities have limited or no cooperation with ICE. Republicans say the policies impede the Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law by protecting people who are in the country illegally, including some violent criminals. More details, SRNNews.com.